I was working as a paralegal, and Daddy was working in an airplane factory in Miami, Florida, and he was a licensed mechanic. But the working circumstances were very tough and prejudicial and was making his life miserable. One afternoon, he came back from work, and he said to me, "My spirit is broken. I cannot take it anymore." And I said to him, "As of today, you're quitting. You're going back to school." It was a long ways. It took us several years. And our goal was to finally get employed by a commercial airline and fly passengers. And one day, after 10 years of trying, 10 years of education, we received the notice that Western Airlines was interested. He went to interview, and he got the employment.
Something that I know that we have always appreciated was that it was our goal. It was yours, Mom, and Dad's, that somehow Mom was able to be this selfless catalyst to get it done and to help Dad accomplish those goals. But Dad never stood at the top of that zenith of the mountain saying, "I did it." It's, "We did it."
Exactly.
The lesson we learned from that, we took to our dinner table every night, which in essence was saying, if someone in this table is succeeding, we are all succeeding. And if someone has a problem in this table, we all have a problem.
There's a picture that Mom took of you, Dad, the first flight you took on Western. Take me to the moment that you take off for the first time.
In that first flight, when the flight attendant opened the door to serve us our meal, I looked back and I said, "Oh my God, people." So it's one of those moments that it were absolute elation, but you had a job to perform, and therefore you had to sort of set your feelings aside in order to execute properly. It was one of the sweetest moments of reaching for the stars. And the sky had a different kind of blue.